mountains and streams, for the spirit of man is creator. It was said in these verses, abandoning his body by the gate of dreams, the spirit beholds in awaking his senses sleeping. Then he takes his own light and returns to his home. This spirit of golden radiance, the wandering swan everlasting. Leaving his nest below in charge of the breath of life, the immortal spirit soars afar from his nest. He moves in all regions wherever he loves. This spirit of golden radiance, the wandering swan everlasting. And in the region of dreams, wandering above and below, the spirit makes for himself innumerable subtle creations. Sometimes he seems to rejoice in the love of fairy beauties. Sometimes he laughs or beholds awe-inspiring, terrible visions. People see his field of pleasure, but he can never be seen. So they say that one should not wake up a person suddenly, for hard to heal would he be if the spirit did not return. They say also that dreams are like the waking state, for what is seen when awake is seen again in a dream. What is true is that the spirit shines in his own light. I give you 1,000 gifts, said then the king of Videha. But tell me of the higher wisdom that leads to liberation. When the spirit of man has had his joy in the land of dreams, and in his wanderings there has beholden good and evil, he then returns to this world of waking. But whatever he has seen does not return with him, for the spirit of man is free. And when he has had his joy in this world of waking and all his wanderings here has beholden good and evil, he returns by the same path again to the land of dreams. Even as a great fish swims along the two banks of a river, first along the eastern bank and then along the western bank, in the same way the spirit of man moves along beside his two dwellings, this waking world and the land of sleep and dreams. Deep sleep. Even as a falcon or an eagle, after soaring in the sky, folds his wings, for he is weary, and flies down to his nest, even so the spirit of man hastens to that place of rest where the soul has no desires and the spirit sees no dreams. What was seen in a dream, all the fears of waking, such as being slain or oppressed, pursued by an elephant, or falling into an abyss, is seen to be a delusion. But when, like a king or a god, the spirit feels, I am all, then he is in the highest world. It is the world of the spirit, where there are no desires. All evil has vanished, and there is no fear. As a man in the arms of the woman beloved feels only peace all around, even so the soul in the embrace of Atman, the spirit of vision, feels only peace all around. All desires are attained. Since the spirit, that is all, has been attained, no desires are there, and there is no sorrow. There a father is a father no more, nor is a mother there a mother. The worlds are no longer worlds, nor the gods are gods any longer. There the Vedas disappear. And a thief is not a thief, nor is a slayer a slayer. The outcast is not an outcast, nor the base-born a base-born. The pilgrim is not a pilgrim, and the hermit is not a hermit, because the spirit of man has crossed the lands of good and evil, and has passed beyond the sorrows of the heart.